Parshas Behar B'chukosai. Parshas Behar talks to us about Shemitah. Shemitah tells us on this every 7th year is a Shemitah year. We have to rest. We have to let the land lie fallow. It reminds us Hashem runs the show. Hashem controls the world. Everything I have really belongs to Hashem. And in order to remember that, Hashem reminds me of that every 7 years. You're the best cucumber farmer around. That's very nice. You have to let your land lie fallow every 7th year, and you will remember that your amazing cucumber growing skills and marketing is all from Hashem. Every 7th Shemitah is followed by a Yovel. The 50th year is Yovel. Yovel also has the status of Shemitah, has the same dinim of Shemitah. In addition, you have to free your slaves. Means every 50th year you're freeing your slave, and the shofar is blown on the Yovel year on Yom Kippur to symbolize and to free the slaves. And the famous Sefer HaChinuch explained to us why, what's the reason perhaps that we have this mitzvah blowing shofar on Yom Kippur of the Yovel year. Now it's very, very difficult. I've had this Eved Ivri for 49 years. He makes me my sunny side up eggs on Sunday and French toast on Wednesday and pancakes on Monday, Tuesday scrambled eggs. He takes care of me, takes care of my office, takes care of my business, takes care of my kids. He does my laundry, does my sponge, does everything the way he's supposed to do it. He knows my house like the back of his hand. All of a sudden, after having this relationship for 49 years, I have to let him go. And that's very, very difficult. And the shofar reminds me that I'm not in this alone. My neighbor to the left, he's freeing his slave as well. The neighbor to the right, he's also freeing his slave. We're in it together. And when we're in it together, we have a group. And we're doing what Hashem wants. That gives us the strength to do what's right and do what we need to do. We're approaching the end of the year, mid-May, and we're making decisions for next year. We have to find places to go where we'll have a good chevra, where we can strengthen ourselves and continue learning and continue growing and make sure we put ourselves in an environment where we're with friends and with a chevra that are continuing to do the right thing. As we go into Parshas B'chukosai, so the Torah tells us, if Klal Yisrael are learning Torah and keeping mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. And the Pasuk says, V'radfu mikem chamisha me'ah, 5 of you will be able to chase 100. 5 soldiers will chase 100 enemy soldiers. Umeya mikem revava yodofu. And 100 soldiers will be able to chase 10,000 soldiers. And Rashi points out that the calculation doesn't fit. The ratio of 5 to 100 is 1 in 20. The ratio of 100 to 10,000 is 1 in 100. The ratio doesn't fit. And Rashi tells us, "Eino doma mu'atin osin atzatora l'marubin osin atzatora." When you have a chevra and you're learning together and you're keeping mitzvahs together and you're doing it all together, it is that much more powerful. It's so much stronger. You have 5 boys sitting and learning; they're able to ward off 100 missiles. But you have 100 boys sitting and learning; they can ward off 10,000 missiles. Again, we have to find the chevra, we have to be in an environment where we can learn together, and we can grow together, and we can strengthen each other, and that is so much more powerful in warding off our enemies. We need so much protection. The sirens are blaring, 1,000 missiles flying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us in the schus of those who are learning Torah and keeping mitzvahs, and we have to appreciate the fighter jets that are risking their lives to take down the terrorist sites and terrorist posts, and appreciate the Iron Dome, and appreciate the B'nai Yeshiva that are learning Torah and are protecting us, the spiritual Iron Dome, and we have to continue learning and growing and putting ourselves in an environment that is conducive to such, and may we be zocha to defend Klal Yisrael and bring Mashiach b'mheira v'yameinu. Amen.
Passion.